We'll say good morning. Good morning. Let's continue. So we left off on page Ayin Aleph. Right. Vuhu Ayin Ena Roa. So we'll say, remember again, the person who is Atza, the person who is lazy, very rarely will a person ever say that he's lazy. Instead, what a person will do is a person will make all kinds of excuses and all kinds of lamdas for why he can't go ahead and do the things that he is supposed to do. But who ain't in a roa? And the person does not see. Sheina tano sahim vatamimahim no dodim lo mipne shikul daito elimim kor atzlasohim novim asher biyosi goveris bo. So a person doesn't see that in reality his quote-unquote convincing arguments are not really convincing or intellectually honest arguments, but rather, again, they simply come from his laziness, that laziness that is within him, and that laziness that overcomes him. Mata da'ato v'sichlo elatano sa'ela asher lo yishma l'kol hachachamim v'anshei ha'deah hanachona. And mostly to the point that a person convinces themselves that literally they know better than anyone and everything, and they won't even listen to the words of chachamim and the words of people who care about them and want them to ultimately lead more successful, more meaningful lives. He says, "Humash Shlomo tzaveach va'omer." This is what Shlomo cries out and says, "Chacham atzal be'inov mishiva mishivetam." If you look at footnote 61, he says, "What does it mean? Chacham atzal be'inov ha'atzel hu chacham be'ine atzmo." The lazy one is very wise in his own eyes. He says, "Yoser mishiva roa p'nei ha'melech." You know, more wiser than the seven closest advisors of the king. Kia atzla eneno manachaslo shiyihia afilu chash ledivrei hamochichim osa. Because we'll say what laziness does. You see, we'll say sometimes, so I do something wrong in life, but then I get hochach, I get rebuked, so to speak, or I get moser. And the truth is that moser is very helpful because it sets me back on the proper path. When a person suffers from atzlos, then it doesn't matter what people say to them, it just simply slides. If remember again, like the Ramchal gave, the Ramchal in the last chapter gave the example by Leitzanos, that he compared the letz, to like an oiled shield. So what happens with the oiled shield? You know, everything slides right off it. So, you know, it's interesting in life. Sometimes it is good to have that midah where you let everything slide off you, you know, especially when it comes to interpersonal, you know, interactions. If somebody upsets you, says something, it's good to let it slide. On the other hand, if you're too oily, you know, if you let it slide too much, then nothing sticks. And if nothing sticks, then ultimately it's difficult to grow. So he says, a person is lazy. Laziness prevents you from listening to words of wisdom. Suppose that a lazy person says, everyone else is crazy, right? Everyone else is foolish. I'm right. I must be the last sane person on the face of this earth, right? I am right. Now, what's fascinating about this is the following. So the truth is, you know, we all know people like this, that they're always right. They're always right. Now, it's interesting. You see, I often assumed that when a person takes a posture like that, then more often than not, that's arrogance. So what Ramchal is saying is, it's not really arrogance. It's much more laziness. Because what it is, when a person doesn't want to accept what anyone else has to say, what that really is, a person saying, is I don't want to change. I refuse to change. And therefore, if I disqualify everyone else's opinion as being wrong, and I'm the only one who's right, that means I'm perfectly fine just as I am, and there is no need to adapt or to change anything. So Ramchal says that is laziness. It's fascinating. Just psychologically, it's fascinating. Behine teida ki zeh klal gadol menusa b'melachas hapishus. He shekol kula tzricha b'dikar. I will say this is actually very interesting. He says, and this is important, we'll get to this, in the melacha of prishus. I will say, now remember again, so this we'll talk about Prishos in later on in Mesilas Yisharim, but the way he's understanding that over here, if you look at footnote 64, he says, Shnir Sharabinu Mechane Kanas Achila Kasur Meira Shebechlal Avodas Hashem B'Shem Prishos. He says, this is an important idea in terms of, remember, we saw in the beginning of this chapter that there are two parts to Avodas Hashem. There's Sur Meira, V'aseitov. There's the avoidance of negativity and evil, and there's the performance of good. So remember, for example, he said Zihirus was Sur Meira, Zrizos is ase tov. He says it's very important in Melachas Hapishos, and this is really amazing. Shekol kula tzricha bedika. That Rabbi will say every kula you have requires investigation. Every leniency requires investigation. What does that mean? Because remember, sometimes kulas are good, right? Leniencies in halacha, leniencies in practice are good. But very more often than not, the reason a person wants a kula is because of the eitza, the device of the eitzahara, and its trickery. Therefore, a person really has to investigate every kula. And after I do my investigation, it's the right thing to do. Well, so this is an amazing idea. So sometimes we're looking for a kula, right? We're looking for a leniency in a particular area of life. So what happens? So the Ramchal says nothing wrong with kulas. Kulas are part of the halachic system. The question is not whether or not the kula is appropriate. The question really is if your desire for the kula is appropriate. So why does the person need the leniency? If a person needs the leniency because there's some type of extenuating circumstances, then of course that's why halacha provides for lenient positions in order to go ahead and rely, in order to be able to go ahead. That's why halacha provides for certain lenient situations to accommodate extenuating circumstances. But Ramchal will say very often, why does a person want a kula? Why does a person want a leniency? Right? They want it because they're lazy. Because they simply don't want to have to work. They don't want that to put themselves in a position. No, like in general, this comes up. We understand this as individuals, but the truth is this concept also comes up a lot communally, right? That in the structuring of communal norms, that very often, you know, people will say, well, you know, halachically, what is demanded? So all you need is this halachically, and the rest is really addition. So let's be makil and just rely on the basic halacha. So sometimes you have to do that for communal realities, but other times in communities, and I mean, when I say communities, I mean like a kahila. If you set the bar low, what ends up happening is you communicate almost like an ethos of laziness. So if we can get by, minimal expectations. If we could get by with the kula, if we could get by with the most basic halachic threshold, the most basic expectation, then the message that's communicated to a kahila, to a community, is you don't have to push yourself. Don't have to push yourself. It's okay just to satisfy the basic threshold, to meet the basic criteria. And Ramchal says, if that's the message that's being communicated, to quote him, oy vavoy, right? Oy vavoy. What kind of bar are we setting for ourselves? What kind of expectations are we setting for ourselves? If atzlos is part of the fabric of a community, of a kehila, by definition, it's very hard. You know, everything else you could work on. Atzlos, as you see from Ramchal, is so dangerous because once a person falls into the mindset of atzlos, it's very difficult to shake it off. Klal shel davar. The Ramchal says the general klal is chizuk gadol tzarech ha'adam lischazek or lehiskaber bizrizos la'asos ha'mitzvos. So I'll say the general klal gadol is a person has to go ahead and strengthen himself to become strong with zrizos to do the mitzvos. Bashlicho me'alav kovet ha'atzla. In order to shake off the laziness, right, Moshe, and his wording over here is very interesting also. Kovid ha'atzla. In order to go ahead and shake off the heaviness of laziness. Moshe, you hear the irony over here? Why are people lazy? Why are people, no one here knows, you're here at 5:45 in the morning, right? Why are people lazy? People are lazy because they think it's easy. You see, they think they're making it easier for themselves. The Ramchal says, is that not the great irony? They're not making it easier for themselves. In fact, laziness is a yoke you wear around your neck every single moment. Laziness is something that prevents you from self-actualizing. So we'll say, listen to this. The same way that an animal wears a yoke. Why does an animal wear a yoke? Why am I asking anybody that question, right? I don't even know, right? To keep the animal focused, right, on your farm, right? So to keep the animal focused, keep the meaning the yoke prevents the animal from going anywhere. So we'll say, so laziness is a yoke also, because laziness prevents you from going anywhere. Laziness prevents you from actualizing, self-actualizing. V'tira, shamalachim v'shtabchu b'mida ha'tov ha'zos. The malachim, the angels, are praised with this particular mida. Shneimar b'hem, ki borei koach, osei dvaro, Lishmoa bekol devaro. As the pasuk calls the angels, that they are gibori koach. They are literally strong with strength, girded with strength. They do the word of God to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. Va'omer va'achayos ratzo v'shov kimari ha'bazak. Rabbi says, interesting, that how does Yecheskel describe the malachim? Yecheskel describes the malachim as running back and forth like a streak of lightning. So we'll say, so it's interesting. So the angels, when they're described, they're always perpetual movement. Perpetual movement is the antithesis of laziness. So it's interesting. And again, I'm going to say, remember, malachim, angels, you know, it's important. We have it so much better than angels. Because angels, you know, there's very little career growth in the angelic realm, right? There are, meaning what once you're an angel, you know, you're kind of, you're certainly, if you're, you know, the Rambam describes different types of angels. You know, if you're a seraph, you're not going to become an ofan. It doesn't matter how good you are, right? At your yearly review, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't sit down with you and say, you know what, seraph angel, I've had my eye on you. You've been doing really great. It's time to kick you upstairs, right, to angelic corporate. You know, that doesn't happen. But yet, despite that, the angels are described as perpetual movement, representing the antithesis of laziness. We're a man, we're not angel. Therefore, it is impossible for us to ever ultimately reach the gvura, the real strength of being an angel. But rather, again, anything that you can do, it is good to do so. The David HaMelech hayomishabeach al chalko v'omer chashti v'lo hismamati lishmor mitzvosecha. That ultimately, again, chashti, I have been quiet and I have not wondered about keeping a mitzvah. And David HaMelech says that literally, if you look at 71, chashti v'lo hismamati hachashu azoriz b'davar atzmo. So I've always been eager, I've always been fast to go ahead and do whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you've asked of me in order to go ahead and keep my mitzvah. So we'll say, so with this we conclude Perek Vav of Mesilas Yesharim. And again, clearly the take-home message being that sometimes in life the greatest challenge we face is not the sins that we do, it's not the averos that we commit, but rather it's shaking off this yoke of laziness that often holds us back. I also will stop here. Again, remember our next shir is in Meretz Hashem after Pesach, the Monday after Pesach. We'll continue with Perek Zayin in Meretz Hashem.